Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
I got an interesting DM from a Burt Show listener trying to give me a different perspective on my attitude on the video that we played yesterday of the 22, 23-year-old in New York City that was really stressed out and crying on TikTok because this is her like first 9-to-5 job in New York City and nothing seems to be falling into place for her. She's totally stressed out by this new job. She's having a tough time getting on the train. She doesn't have any time for any extracurricular or any fun. And she just really feels like her life is falling apart right now, right? So we listened to that video yesterday. And then I think we got into like this healthy debate because Cassie has a very different attitude about that video than I did. I'm a big fan of grit and paying your dues. And Cassie's like, hold on a second.
I just, for me, like looking back at it, companies generally don't work that way. It used to be you paid your dues because you would invest in the company and they'd invest in you back. And that loyalty for most companies, I think, Bert, honestly, the way you run your business is very different from mega corporations. It isn't there anymore. You're supposed to switch jobs. And I think there's a realization that why am I pouring all my time into working for this company where I have no life of my own? And I'm not saying don't work. And I'm not saying don't give 100% when you work. Like, let me be very clear. If you get paid to do a job, you do it and you do it well. But why am I giving my entire life to this company that does not give a crap about me, is going to lay me off whenever they want, and I have no life, and I'm just making money for somebody else? And so it's a reinvestment in what do I want out of my life? And my job is what funds my life.
Yeah, and I can feel that. And I do, I hate big business. And you know this. We all work together on a couple of different projects. Cassie is part of Pioneer Network, and she's also part of The Burt Show. I hate big business because of that. How, like, I hate running a business as though you're a number, or I hate big businesses that do that. We have a very tight family here. Take a day off. Something's going on in your life. You do what you got to do. I understand that work doesn't have to be first all the time. But I also know that I have hired people that respect that, that they work so hard that it's, I never have to say work harder. You guys are working harder than I am.
And they don't take advantage of the system.
Right. Uh-huh. So this is the DM I got. And believe it or not, I do listen to you guys in DMs. And when you give me something to really chew on, I like chewing on it. So here you go. Listening to your break today about the young woman on TikTok who just started working and realized it sucks. She says to me, you seem to have a deep obsession with paying your dues and grit. I'm a hardworking person who also values independence. However, you seem to value hard work and grit more than you value happiness. When these kinds of conversations come up, and it seems like there's no room for change in our society for you, paying people for internships, working less hours, taking easier paths, always seems to turn you off. I do think you have to learn some lessons through experience, but I don't think you have to sacrifice, capital letters, years of your life in misery to do so. Can't there be a balance without implying these people weak for thinking our societal norms are trash? She says, I don't know, just a thought. I guess what I mean is that you don't have to suffer to be happy and or successful. All right. So what do you guys think about that?
I think there's something to be said because I know that you worked very hard to get to where you are today. When you, I'm sorry, my voice is giving out today. I know that when you work hard and you had to put in years and years and years of grit, sometimes when you see other people have a little bit of an easier time or get cut a little bit more slack, sometimes it can really rub you the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And I can relate to that because I do feel like I've put in the work, but I can understand that you want people to experience the same kind of pain for the same kind of success. So I feel like maybe that's why you tend to grab onto the grit a little bit.
I think that says a lot, too, about how people responded to the whole idea of people's student loans getting paid off. And those people who had to pay their student loans was like, no, make them pay. I'm like, why wouldn't you want somebody like, yeah, it would have been nice if they would have done it for us. but they didn't. Why not try to help out a future generation when we have mad inflation right now and it, like, you know, very different now than it was when we went to school. So why would you oppose somebody getting their student loans paid off to help give them a leg up? It shouldn't take away from you what somebody else is able to get.
And for me, it's, I think when we look at somebody not having grit or wanting that softer lifestyle, it seems like an opposite, right? So you either have drive and you have the grit, or you're basically just going to phone it in. And I think it's in the middle, right? Like, it's, you don't have to have the grit and rake yourself over the coals, but you can still do a good job and show up 100%. And honestly, it's conversations like this that change what the labor, we have an 8-hour workday because of the workers. People attribute it to Henry Ford. It's because of the workers pushing back, and that's where they came up with the 8-8-8 structure. So it's movements like this that sort of craft the workday and help people evolve into a happier version of themselves.
I think it's kind of like a perspective and attitude thing, because I do agree with what she said at the end, that you don't necessarily have to struggle to be successful, but I do believe that you have to struggle to live. So either way, you're going to struggle. Huh. You're going to have hardships. You're going to have hard times, whether you're successful or you're not successful. That's just the way it goes. And everybody's race is different. Some people are going to have to work harder. Some people are not going to have to work so hard. But either way, you're going to go through things, and how you see it is going to determine, like, exactly what you do with the things that you have to go through. That's what I think.
Here's where I disagree with this, you guys. And I'm going to piggyback on something you just said. You don't have to struggle to be successful. I think you do. I really think that you do. Now, it depends on what you want at the end of the day. If you don't want to make a whole bunch of money and you want an easier lifestyle, then you don't have to struggle as much. But it depends on where you want to go. You cannot be what your definition of success
is. There it is.
All right. It's
there
what it your definition of success is. My definition of success looks what it is right now. And I had to bust my ass to get there. So all I'm saying is, like, if you want a high level of success, like a Gary Vee or somebody that you might see online, you have to bust your butt. And if you don't get it, you can't blame that on the system. All right. You can't complain that things are expensive. You can't complain that you're working day and night based on where you want to be, what the end goal is. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
No, you summed it up by saying what your definition of success is.
Right.
And I think that determines as far as whether what your struggle is going to be.
I don't think you're not a successful person if you're making $40,000 a year and you got a couple of kids and you are happy. That to me is the only definition of success, is happiness. Mm-hmm. This is my definition of success. And so I had to work harder and pay dues and really bust some ass to get here. But if your definition is different than that, that there is nothing wrong with that. That's the only definition of success.
No, I completely agree with you. And, like, for me, my perspective, I think I do both. I think I bust my ass, work hard to get what I want, and in the end, I complain that I had to work so damn hard to get it. Sometimes you do both.
Oh, we've been to the parties like this before. In fact, I've thrown a couple, to be honest with you. The parties are over the top. The presents are all over the place, man. I used to say that I walked in my kids' playroom. If I took out 25% of the stuff, they'd have no idea it was gone. So when is enough enough?
And that's kind of where I'm coming from. I have friends and they have too many damn kids. And I say that's happening to myself. I cannot keep up with the amount of birthdays that happen every month. I can't keep up with what kids I got what toys for. And it's bleeding me dry. And I'm not talking about close friends. Like, Kristen, I would consider you a close friend. I love getting Jimmy presents. I like looking for stuff I think you'll like that my daughter, like, it's fun. I'm talking for, like, friends I haven't seen in a while, but they were good friends. I've never met their kids, but because we had a friendship, I send their kids birthday and Christmas presents. And it's just getting to the point where we're talking like 25, 30 kids. And I just don't like... I can't keep up. It feels like every other week I'm having to hunt down like gifts for 7-year-old boys and try and find something that's cool for this kid I've never met. And I like bringing joy to kids' lives. Like, please don't get me wrong. This isn't about not liking children. And I know I sound like an a-hole, but can I stop?
Yes.
Can I stop getting them gifts?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Even my closest friends, like the ones I grew up with, I don't get their kids' birthday gifts.
Really?
No. Uh-uh. So I do one thing, and that's at Christmas, and I get them all like little cute Christmas pajamas. And then the other ones, I give them $15 gift cards to Target so they can go buy whatever they want, whether it's candy, a toy. Because my thing is, I'm not in their homes all the time. I don't know what they have. I don't know what they have. I don't know what they don't have. So I think there's nothing wrong with it. But as far as like Christmas like or birthday gifts throughout the year, no. Like you being here, having a party, I think it's different. Like, you know, we love getting Hazel and Max stuff. But if it's friends that are from afar and having to like ship it or mail it, absolutely not. Send them a text. We do videos. So that's what my friends do. And I got so many adorable videos for Jimmy's birthday. So my friends from Kentucky, my friends from Florida, my friends from North Carolina, they recorded videos and sent it to Jimmy wishing him a happy birthday. The kids did. And that's like the best.
See, and I like that. And I just know Hazel's going to start having more friends and Max is too. And I'm going to have an influx of new kids. Again, fine getting them presents. It's just about what can I actually handle? And right now it's just too much. And some of these parents, I don't do it this way. They don't get my kids' gifts. That's fine. I'll still get their kids' gifts. But at this point, I'm like, all right, I gotta trim the fat somewhere. I feel like your kid's gonna be the first to go. But I feel like an awful adult for cutting kids' birthday presents out.
Are you anti-gift card? Because I know a lot of people are like, no, that's a cop-out. I'd rather not do anything at all. But I don't have a problem with it.
I think it's great for older kids who know what they who might be able to go shopping and pick out what they want. But I think for younger kids who don't really understand, and a lot of these kids are super young, it's not, I think it puts more of a burden on the parents sometimes. Not all the time. I think it's fun, but I wouldn't want to do that for like this. Some of these families I know have like multiple children. And so to be like 4 or 5 times a year telling mom to go take her kid to go find it. I don't know. It just feels, and it's expensive. 5 kids for $15, that's like $60, right. Bucks, which is, again, I love them. It's okay, but it's just, I need money. I need money for my own kids.
Is there a difference here between men and women? Because I don't think I've ever known or even thought of this as a man of getting gifts for your friends' kids.
The bar is set lower, but I think in most relationships, the woman takes on that mental load.
Yes.
I buy for Jimmy, though.
You did. He loves his monster truck, by the way.
Oh, does he? Yes. Do you like butt book?
We have not read the butt book yet, but okay. we'll definitely get into that soon.
I'm starting to wonder if my parents' friends are the a-holes, because I've never once received a gift from like my mom's best friend or anything.
Me.
To me, I feel like that's like very, very generous, but I don't. To me, that's not an expectation that I grew up with.
Well, what we do is it's not so much me getting the gifts. Jimmy gets a gift for Hazel. Mm-hmm. Jimmy gets a gift for Ren and Ruby. Jimmy gets a gift for Asa. Like, it's the kids getting the other kids' gift. And now that Jimmy's in preschool, so you have your friend, like you have your friends, your close friends and your friends that you're getting gifts for. And now that your kid's in preschool, he gets invited to every single birthday. So that's 11 more kids and 11 more birthday parties and 11 more gifts.
Don't you think you could recycle some of the fourth like level gifts to your kids now, and they still wouldn't have a clue? Like, your 3-year-old probably wouldn't know.
Oh, he
he's got some that are on his A team, some that are on the B team, but some that he doesn't even use at all. Do you think that you could just repackage them, give them to him, and he'd have no idea?
His memory is getting really good. I probably could have got away with that at 2. I don't know if I can get away with that at 3 now.
They'll know if you regift, but they won't know if you throw it away. Because I do. They leave it out. It's in the trash. Bye.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.